Crime fiction is a genre where macho never seems to go out of style. Dave Branstetter, the protagonist of Joseph Hansen's mystery novels, is tough and smart in the private eye tradition, yet he's different in one way. He's homosexual. Obedience is Hansen's 10th Branstetter mystery. Like his previous books, Obedience is set in Los Angeles, Hansen's home for the past 50 years. As the book opens, Branstetter, who is in his 60s, has decided to make a change.
He was quitting. But notifying all the insurance companies in the West he'd done death claims investigations for in recent years turned out to be a long job. He had sat down to do it after lunch and was still typing away in a lonely little island of lamplight in the looming raftered room when Cecil Harris walked in at midnight. A field reporter for television news, the tall, lanky young black lived with Dave. He ambled down the room, glanced over Dave's shoulder as he passed the desk, hung his jacket on the hat tree and rattled glasses and bottles at the bar.
Why was Dave Branstetter thinking of retiring?
Well, it has something to do with him, and it has something to do with me. It had to do with my arrangement with my publisher. I wasn't very happy with the contract I had, and but the contract sewed me up in such a way that it looked as if I couldn't write any more crime books without writing them for him, so I decided that I wasn't going to write any more crime books.
Did that change? Did the situation change?
The situation changed.
So you brought him back out of retirement.
So I brought him back out of retirement.
I love it when there's reasons that have very little to do with the character for, for changing
well,
a character's life.
Well, of course, I do have other things I want to write, and but now I have a new contract with a new publisher, and it's a very good one, and so there will be two more Dave Branstetter books.
So he's back in business.
He's back in business.
Now, Dave Branstetter, the hero of your novels, is gay, and I was wondering why you created a gay character to work within the detective genre.
Well, it's a subject that I'm homosexual, and so I figured that I wanted to write about that. I had hoped by writing about homosexuals in a mystery novel to draw readers to read painlessly and with some fun, some recreation, about a subject they know very little about, in my judgment. And so that's why I decided on the mysteries. Of course, I like the mystery form very much anyway and always have. But this was a deliberate plan. And also I thought there are a lot of small jokes hidden in the first novel Fade Out, and among them is the idea that of giving to a homosexual the toughest job that fiction, genre fiction, provides, that of a private eye.
Was putting him to work for an insurance agency an in-joke also?
That was an in-joke also, yes. Insurance companies, in my experience, do not like homosexuals either as employees or as risks.
Now, some detective writers really don't like to give their characters much of a private life. Ross McDonald, I think, is a good example of that. How much of Dave Branstetter's life, private life, do you like to put into your novels?
As much as they will bear. I think a character is far more real who has everyday problems to solve, who has a love life and a home life and things going on for him. I always felt that lack in the Lou Archer books. And I wanted it also to be ongoing, and it has been. People come and go in his life, and he's grown older.
In your novel, Early Graves, your next to the last novel that just came out in paperback,
yes.
The plot has to do with AIDS. There's a serial killer who's killing homosexual men who have AIDS. Did you realize that you had to work AIDS into one of your stories?
Oh, yes. I've always dealt with very prominently in my books, although I've taken up other subjects as well, other serious social matters. Homosexuality has always been foremost in my mind, and it's often it often occurs in various characters and situations in the novels, and people were asking me, well, when are you going to deal with this one? And Of course, I said, well, I must do that. I must do that, but I put it off because this subject horrified me, as it horrifies us all. Ultimately, I came to grips with it and did it, but it was just doing the necessary reading and getting the facts, as dismal as they are, straight, was an unpleasant experience, and writing the book was not easy.
Was there information that you wanted to get into the book as well as a good story?
Oh, of course. But mainly I wanted people to know how it feels. And that's why there is a chapter in it in which a young man tries to write out the story of his life and how he feels about having AIDS and coming to death so young.
Your first Dave Brandstetter novel was written in 1967. You probably knew at that time that having a gay main character would probably be pretty controversial in publishing circles. How did you first describe him? How did you first introduce the fact that he was homosexual in the novel?
His lover has just died, and I simply say that. Perhaps not that simply, but that's what has happened. And I didn't make any bones about it. I just wrote about him as he was, and it took a while to find a place for that book, but ultimately Joan Kahn, the very prominent, very famous, and deservedly so, mystery editor, was then with Harper and Row, saw the book and liked it very much, made no comment at all about the leading character being homosexual, and I thought she had a lot of guts and a lot of courage and to publish the book, and the rest is history.
Before the book got published, did you get rejections that you...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, all over the place.
What kind of comments did the rejections come from?
they didn't admit why they were rejecting it. People in those times especially, or more so than today, people were reluctant to say, well, come out and say flatly, this is about a subject that readers don't wish to read. I've had rejections from magazines of stories on that basis, and made quite candidly our readers are not ready for homosexuality yet. But no, the book publishers are a little shyer than that. They wouldn't say why.
Didn't you have an early novel that ended up getting published by a publisher who wanted to turn it basically into a pornographic novel?
Oh, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was published, and the publisher asked me to add graphic sex scenes to it, and I did. The book has been... what was it? About 9 years later, the same editor at the same house came back to me and said, gee, we would really like to republish that book and publish it this time the way you wrote it. So it was published again, and now it is in the shops one more time. The title is Pretty Boy Dead, and that was my first attempt at a mystery novel.
Were you glad to take out those explicit sex scenes, or were you sorry to see them go?
No, I was glad to take them out. People just wear out certain portions of a book and don't read the rest of it if you put that kind of scene in.
In your novels, you're clearly trying to, in addition to telling good stories, to challenge stereotypes about gays, about ethnic groups. When you started reading detective fiction yourself, were there stereotypes you found in the novels that bothered you?
Oh, terribly, yes. Yes, all over the place. They didn't bother me as much then because we were more used to them. They were they were just there, and one kind of dumbly accepted them. If you were going to read popular fiction, you got used to reading stereotypes, but I certainly never intended to use such stereotypes in my own work, and I hope I never have.
Joseph Hansen's latest Dave Brandstetter mystery, Obedience, is published by Mysterious Press. This is Fresh Air.